Well, the so-called super committee failed miserably. They couldn't even find a modest 10% reduction in our projected deficits over the next 10 years. Not a big surprise. I opposed the deal and predicted that they would fail. The solutions are actually pretty simple. Start with the tax cuts. We have had $5 trillion of tax cuts over the last 10 years. The Bush tax cuts and now the Bush-Obama tax cuts, they haven't created jobs, and they're incredibly expensive. We can end the Obama payroll tax holiday on December 31st by Congress doing nothing. And Congress is good at doing nothing. They will expire. And a year from December, we can get rid of all the Bush tax cuts, go back to the Clinton-era rates, again, by doing nothing. This is what I call the doing nothing option. Congress can really excel at something like that. And then we take part of the $700 billion in yearly revenue and invest it to put people back to work. A third of our deficits are due to high unemployment. We've got to get Americans working again, get them off unemployment benefits, and get them the jobs that they want. And then finally, we have to negotiate overdue spending cuts. Afghanistan, $100 billion a year we're spending in Afghanistan. Get out of Afghanistan. Leave a special forces unit in the vicinity and let them fight out their own inter and intra-tribal conflicts. We got to stop paying farmers $20 billion a year not to grow things. Stop subsidizing big oil and take other steps to reduce our spending. Those three things could get us closer to $6 or $7 trillion of reduction over the next 10 years, five times what this failed super committee couldn't produce.